This video from the League of American Bicyclists makes a clear statement about the legal responsibilities of riders.
In all 50 states, bicyclists are required to follow the same laws as other drivers. There are a few key principles that underpin all U.S. traffic laws.
And one of those is, when you come to a stop sign, you stop. Bicycle riders, and some drivers as well, often apply a relaxed interpretation to that law, and to some extent, police give cyclists a fair amount of leeway. But David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says at least in Alexandria, things have changed.
Right, this is a story by Faiz Siddiqui from the Washington Post about the experience of a number of bicyclists in Alexandria. It's considered a biker-friendly community. There's a number of bike trails that go through the city, but responding to complaints, police have decided to stake out some intersections and start ticketing bicyclists who don't come to a complete stop at stop signs.
David, the story introduces us to one of the first riders to be cited.
This bicycle rider on his morning commute was stopped. He admits he didn't fully stop at the stop sign, which many bicyclists do. Eric Margie was slapped with a $91 citation for running a stop sign.
He doesn't deny breaking the law, but he does wonder if the $91 fine actually fits the crime. The city apparently thinks it fits very well. And David, this is a product of the growing number of bicycles on city streets.
You know, as bicycling has become more and more popular, motorists have to get used to this. There's been a lot of kind of give and take. Motorists in some cities complain that cyclists want to share the road, but yet have their own rules.
Alexandria's stated policy is the way for riders to avoid tickets is to obey the law. A lingerie shop is open in downtown Leesburg in the D.C. suburbs. There are calls for the town to shut it down, and that brings us to our second story this week.
This is a story in the Leesburg Today by Mike Stancic. This shop bills itself as a lingerie and couples boutique. What some neighbors have complained about, or some people in town, is their storefront window displays have shown off some of their, let's just say, lingerie that is not your grandmother's lingerie. One woman said, why do we have to have such unchaste and disgusting displays of women? She says, I wonder what else goes on in that building.
We will, of course, leave the audience to its own speculation on that point. Most of the town leaders, though, seem to be taking a live and let live approach.
As the zoning administrator Chris Murphy pointed out, that you know every mall in America now has a Victoria's Secrets, so folks perhaps can't get too offended by a display of racy lingerie.
Even though some people want the shop zoned out of downtown, that probably can't be done.
The town could go to the trouble of setting up this ordinance, but it could not be applied retroactively.
However, the shop does seem to be toning down some of the window displays a bit. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can read more about today's featured stories and see their entire daily compilation of newspaper reports from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.